So an absolutely disgusting and massive news story that the U.S. corporate media does not want to talk about, and that Elon Musk and X absolutely do not want you to talk about, has now broken in the jungles of Guatemala. There are at least 160 children. 160 children and at least 40 women have been rescued from these sick, twisted, perverted sect of pedophile Jews known as Lev Tahor. This is a group of people who have traversed the Americas from Canada to the United States, down to Mexico and into Guatemala in search of a secluded place. A hidden away spot where they can kidnap and traffic and abuse and rape and even sacrifice women and children. This is a group of people who force women and little girls to wear the Jewish version of the burqa at all times. They're forced to cover their heads and oftentimes their entire faces. They wear these giant black gowns that look like something the Grim Reaper would have on. And they live the lives of servitude and sex slavery. Innocent women and children. Members of this Lev Tahor sect have been caught over and over again, including in the United States, stealing children. And now, as details are starting to emerge from Guatemalan authorities, we're learning that they were living in the jungle as far removed as they could get from the modern world in a compound-style village that served as a hub for human trafficking and, of course, child sex abuse. I want you to take a look at this video. This is a bunch of these jungle Jews in full regalia carrying copies of a book, probably the Talmud, that gives them explicit permission to rape children as police carry out their investigation. Look. So it's not yet clear exactly how many arrests have been made or how many arrests police expect to make. But what is clear is that child abuse and even child trafficking are just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to these demons. Because since this story broke, there have even been rumors of mass graves deep in the jungle, full of victims of Jewish sacrifice rituals and other hideous forms of abuse that resulted in death. And the Guatemalan Attorney General has confirmed children's bodies were buried in this Jewish compound. So yeah, there's a lot of sick shit going on here. And even though they've been caught, these Jews want to keep on doing it. Right out in the wide open, because they're psychopaths. And just like they always do in this case, again, they want to paint themselves as victims. They want to get in front of the cameras and cry and kvetch and talk about how they're being persecuted. They want to whine and cry and say, oh, us poor Jews, why can't we just rape kids in peace? And this isn't some kind of an exaggeration. No, over the weekend, a Lev Tahor member called Miguel Goldman spoke to Guatemalan media and he complained that the police had rescued a mother from the compound who is 12 years old. Complaining on television in front of a reporter about the police rescuing a 12-year-old who is pregnant.
Ages, we marry. John, as the Bible says, they are well filled. Good, happy. The oldest woman, how old is she? I don't know. The oldest mother here, how old is she? Is there one here who is almost 50 and the youngest? The youngest is 14. 15, 14, yes, we marry. And watch the marriage process among you, as your religion dictates, how is it? It's known, Dotado it everywhere, like in the USA. There's no difference in this matter. But do you promise your daughters to other families? Sure, sure. Family is family. That's the question. The kids are very happy. They have come to us 17 times already. Each time they scared them, they arrive suddenly, without warning, at dawn. They wake them up like that, with a terrible fright. The kids cry and scream. The children are afraid to sleep alone in their beds. They only want to sleep with all the parents because of the fear they caused. Every time they arrive suddenly and scare everyone. This Friday they came again at dawn with over 1,000 police and army.
And they're not just going on TV looking for sympathy either. No, because these Jews are sadistic criminals and they are desperate to maintain control over their victims. So desperate, in fact, that they broke back into the safe house where these women and children were being held and they kidnapped some of them. And then they got into a fight with the police, who really should have put them all out of their misery. They should have started blasting. The threat of great imminent bodily harm or death was presenting itself to these women and children, and these police should have responded in kind with deadly force. They've already been caught holding women and children in a jungle compound full of pregnant 12-year-olds and mass graves filled with the bodies of kids. And now they're attacking the police on camera so they can take back these kids, flee the country, and set up their criminal enterprise somewhere else, like Jews have been doing for thousands of years. Guatemala's Office of the Attorney General gave a bit more context on all of this in a statement released on Sunday, saying, quote, "Today at around 4:30 p.m., members of the Lev Tahor community broke into Casa Nuestra's racist Alida España, forcing open the gate and abducting children and adolescents sheltered there, causing them to disperse into nearby streets. In immediate response, personnel from the Office of the Ombudsman for Children and Adolescents, with the accompaniment of the Office of Ombudsman for Human Rights and the support of the National Civil Police, managed to locate and protect everyone again." End quote. I mean, this is absolutely crazy. And you would think that any decent person, anyone who isn't a pedophile or who isn't acting in the interests of pedophiles, would want this footage and this entire story spread as far and as wide as possible. You would think that any parent, any person with a conscience at all, would want this story to get out there so that the masses could see what exactly it is that's going on here, so they could get behind the Guatemalan Attorney General's office and make sure that nobody shuts down this investigation. To make sure that it doesn't just go away like the New York tunnel Jews. But of course, things are a little bit different with this one because it involves Jews. So for many, the truth just doesn't matter. Because protecting Jews is all that matters. And so, of course, on X, this story has been massively censored. Last Friday afternoon, I was the first account to put up a post reporting all of this, and it read, quote, "Breaking, Guatemalan Jewish compound raided for child trafficking, 160 children saved, more info coming soon." Yeah, we thought that this story should probably be out there. We thought that everybody on the face of the planet ought to know what these sick, pedophilic Jews are doing to children and to women. And even though that post quickly tallied over 1 million views, it was kicked off of the trending page. It was shut down. Somebody got the call, so that post was shadow banned. Elon Musk's X platform is protecting Jewish pedophiles. And that's because the very same big tech Jews who have always been running the show are still running the show at X, whether it's Twitter or whether it's X, it doesn't really matter. These sick pedophilic Jews and their Indian henchmen are still in charge at X. All of this Elon Musk free speech talk has just been a bunch of window dressing. You know what's going on here? I'll tell you exactly what's going on. Elon introduced a limited form of free speech to this platform so that he could help get his buddy Zion Don Trump installed as president. And now that the fake election is over, he's flipping the script and he's taking us back to the days of Twitter where the truth is illegal, especially if that truth is bad for the Jews, like it is in this case. Because when we talk about human trafficking, and especially when we talk about child sex trafficking, we just can't seem to do it without mentioning the Jews. And so, of course, Elon's ADL handlers don't want this on their website. And up until now, they've done a pretty good job of hiding it because for many people, this is a brand new story. But in reality, this has been developing for years. Earlier in 2024, three leaders of this Lev Tahor Jew cult, Yoel, Yaakov, and Shmuel Weingarten, were convicted in U.S. federal court of kidnapping a 12-year-old boy and a 14-year-old girl in New York so they could take them to Latin America and sexually abuse them. The 14-year-old girl, she had already been married off to a grown man. A DOJ statement at the time of their conviction explained that, quote, the defendant's conduct included forced child marriages, physical beatings, and family separations, end quote. And 2 years earlier in Mexico, police raided a Lev Tahor compound there. And they arrested 20 of them on charges of human trafficking and sex abuse, including, of course, pedophilia. And back in Guatemala, these disgusting demonic Jews have been trafficking women and children for rape, for labor, for organs, and for anything else that you could possibly imagine. A lot of things that you probably couldn't possibly imagine. And they've been doing it for over a decade. In 2014, these very same Jews were expelled from a Guatemalan village where the locals couldn't stand them, so they had a pogrom. These Jews were mistreating their neighbors, people who were actually Guatemalan. And of course, these Jews were imposing their demonic religion on everything and everyone that they possibly could. Just like they have done at the U.S. Capitol building and the ex-moderator staff room. The Guatemalans just got tired of it. They did what any reasonable people would do when they were backed into a corner. They got tired of listening to the screams of children being raped and tortured and murdered. They got tired of child sex slaves being trafficked through their homeland. And so, unlike here in the United States, they did something about it. At the time in 2014, Miguel Vasquez, a spokesperson for the Guatemalan villagers who are members of a native tribe, told the press that their pogrom came, quote, in self-defense and in respect to our rights as indigenous people. The Guatemalan Constitution protects us because we need to conserve and preserve our culture. End quote. Yeah, he was right. Because everywhere the Jews go, whether they're openly radicalized nut jobs like this Lev Tahor sect or just the mainstream Jews that you see when you turn on the Fox News channel or CNN, all of them destroy. They impose their will on everyone and on everything. And anyone who pushes back is immediately deemed an anti-Semite of the worst order or a neo-Nazi or Hitler incarnate, and then they're marked for total destruction. They may even have their children snatched up for use in a ritualistic murder like the Lindbergh baby. Just as these demons have done all over the world, especially in the Christian world, for the past 1,000 years. There's a reason that artists in the Middle Ages spent months, even years, painting brutal, extremely graphic and detailed depictions of young Christian children being sacrificed by Jews. because it happened all the time. And they were trying to warn us. But we didn't listen. No, we didn't heed those warnings. And so now, hundreds of years later, it's still happening. And when they're not drinking the blood of Christian children or raping their own kids, they're subverting entire nations. They're subjugating entire cultures. They're subverting entire continents. They have subverted the United States government and now use it as a tool to run their child trafficking networks. We had the Guatemalan Secretary General on this program just a couple of weeks ago, and he told us how Jewish Alejandro Mayorkas and Anthony the Jew Blinken and the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, along with all of their lackeys, are trafficking kids in Guatemala. Some of them are coming to America, some of them are going elsewhere, and some of them don't make it that far. They're raped and they're murdered and then they're discarded in the jungle. They're doing this in the public sector and they're doing this in the private sector. They have cornered the child trafficking market. Some of them are in child rape cults. Others are members of the U.S. government and others are running cover for them, including on Elon Musk's X platform.